One of the beauties of our Catholic faith is that every day at Mass we pray what's called the Collect. And the Collect is, as the word suggests, that prayer that collects the idea for the Mass of the day. Today's Collect is particularly beautiful. It has what I describe as three couplets, that is, pairs of ideas that express our relationship to God. We prayed, O God, couplet number one, life of the faithful. Couplet number two, glory of the humble. And couplet number three, blessedness of the just. O God, life of the faithful, glory of the humble, blessedness of the just. And then over there in Psalm 67, we have, in a way, the development of the theme of the collect when the psalmist prays, may God be gracious and bless us and make his face to shine upon us. God's graciousness, what's it like? I think it's like a spring morning. People who know the gracious favor of God have a birdsong in their heart. People who know the gracious favor of God have a hopeful attitude because their faith inspires their daily walk. Last week, I was on a silent retreat just outside of Boston in a community called Milton. And as I looked outside my window, there were orioles, blue jays at a bird feeder. All around were these beautiful flowering trees. And I'm originally from the East. I love living in Alberta, but one thing I do miss is an eastern spring. For there is something about the reality of the East in springtime that does point to a graciousness of life. God, as our colleague said, is the life of the faithful in much the same way. To have faith is to have our lives rooted in the Easter gospel. And did you catch what St. John said at the beginning of today's gospel? Although Jesus did all of these signs, the people didn't believe in him. It's the same in every generation. People can miss the signs of God's life, of God's graciousness. But for those of us who have the Easter gospel at work in our heart, then with the psalmist, we desire to make known God's ways upon the earth. The very thing that the apostles did in Acts 13 in that reading where the Lord sets apart Barnabas and Paul for that work of proclaiming the life-giving goodness of God. The psalm prayed, may God be gracious and bless us and make his face to shine upon us. I love the biblical image of God's face shining upon you and upon me, upon us. For such a countenance is indeed, as our colleague says, the glory of the humble. St. Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, captures the meaning of the shining face of God when he writes, and we all, with unveiled face, behold the glory of the Lord, are being changed into his likeness from glory to glory, for this comes from the Spirit. Isn't that beautiful? We are being changed into the likeness of God from one degree of glory to another. And this comes as we grow in understanding our humility. And I've mentioned this before, that the word humble means to be of the earth. To be humble means to recognize that we are in Adam. And people who are in Adam have a way that they know a grounded humanity. We are grounded in knowing who we are, and because of that, we are able to be elevated to the heights of God's glory. It's such a privilege that if we attend daily Mass, that we behold the Lord's presence in the Eucharist. For here is our most gracious host who allows us to consume him. And by consuming him, we are changed from glory into glory. St. John Paul II, during each year of his papacy, on Holy Thursday would write a letter to the bishops and priests to celebrate the institution of the priesthood and of the Eucharist. And in his 1980 letter, he was focusing the whole letter on the Eucharist. And listen to what St. John Paul II writes about the Eucharist. "We must always take care that this great meeting with Christ in the Eucharist does not become a mere habit." It can never be a mere habit. Rather, St. John Paul goes on to say, "and that we do not receive him unworthily. We cannot even for a moment forget that the Eucharist is a special possession belonging to the whole church. It is the greatest gift in the order of grace." Did you hear what John Paul II said? A saint? One of the greatest popes the church has ever known? That the Eucharist is the greatest gift in the order of grace. There is nothing higher than the Eucharist. It is the sacrament of the divine spouse, which he offers unceasingly to his spouse. Beautiful writing. And when we approach the Eucharist in this way, we will discover more deeply how he is indeed the glory of the humble, which leads naturally to the third couplet. He is also the blessedness of the just. The just are those who in Christ Jesus have been brought into right relationship with the Lord. Having been justified by Jesus, they now make it their aim to live out the rest of their earthly life in relationship with the Lord. St. Paul in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, talks about Christ's justifying grace when he summarizes the whole of the Christian life in this way. "For we are his workmanship, created in Jesus Christ for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Think about this. What can be something that inspires greater blessedness in us than for us to realize we are Jesus' workmanship? The Christian is not the self-made man. The Christian is not the self-made woman. No, the Christian is the divinely redeemed man. The Christian is the divinely redeemed woman whose life in Christ is lived as a life of good works, so that the grace that Jesus has worked into us can now be worked out in our daily lives. May I invite each of you this morning to remember that our God is the life of the faithful. Our God is the glory of the humble. Our God is the blessedness of the just. As we have a deepening awareness of how our lives are coupled with the Lord's, then as today's collect goes on to say, we can more meaningfully and thoughtfully pray. Listen kindly to the prayers of those who call on you, that they who thirst for what you generously promise may always have their fill in your plenty. If you can, if you have access to it, I would invite you to pray today's collect at noon, at the evening, and again at bedtime.